Yeah, this kind of came about because I've just been, as a songwriter, feeling like I want to write protest songs or songs of empowerment and affirmation. You know, it struck me that there's probably so much out there that I haven't even heard yet. I thought it would be good to sort of take stock of what my favorite ones are, what people have sort of already said, so I can find out what I want to say and just kind of celebrate the state of the modern protest song. Super current, you know?
Right.
So I limited it to stuff that was only in the last 2 to 3 years. And there's so much great material being written, and I'm not even covering like 10% of it, I'm sure. But this is just the stuff that I found and that my friends on social media also helped me kind of crowdsource. Just putting it out there on Facebook, I got so many suggestions and turned on to songs that I didn't even know were out there that are like I'm obsessed with now.
Cool. Well, we'll get to some of the specifics in a minute, but in terms of the kind of cultural ferment that's going on, it seems like for many, many years, hip-hop took over the role of the protest song and the social commentary song in American life way more than folk music. When folk music got pretty soft and pretty much very introspective and personal, do you feel like the sort of folk and roots community is beginning to go, hey, this is part of our job description. This is part, you know, there's been exceptions. There's been Steve Earles and people like that. But that in a sense, younger artists are going, A, there's the times call for it, and this is reclaiming a great American tradition.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, marginalized people can't help but be sort of radical all the time, you know, and a lot of, you know, folkies and honestly, you know, white artists or artists with privilege are sort of fair weather protest songwriters. If by fair weather we mean terrible political weather, mm-hmm. you know, when times are tough, it's easy to sort of be inspired to write protest songs, or when times are tough for you, you know, but mm-hmm. there are people who times are tough for all the time. So many of the people on this playlist are people who sort of identify as protest or conscious songwriters. There's a little bit of hip-hop and R&B and a little bit of sort of rock vibes, but it is mostly kind of in the Americana vein. So mm-hmm. it's a little bit biased in that way. And there's a whole lot of women on my list, too, so I'm biased in that way as well. So this is really just my kind of personal selections and selections from my friends that I sort of like the ones that they picked. So it's by no means comprehensive. One of the ways I tried to mix it up with the playlist is to sort of mix up the hard-hitting, edgy ones with the more let's all get along kind of a little more vague songs, you know, that we still need those, you know. We need those ones that everyone can sort of nod their head along to and that don't feel polarizing or alienating. But we also need the hard-hitting ones, too.
One that jumped out for me that I think is going to be a big song and that is from one of the more prominent artists on here was The Joke by Brandi Carlile.
Right.
What did you like about The Joke?
Well, The Joke is one that is extremely personal and emotional. And it's really kind of, at its core, it's about bullying, you know, about bullying anyone who's different than you. I love that message. If you frame it in terms of our current politics, you know, I've been to the movies. I know how it ends. I've seen how it ends.
There's a sense of like sort of the theme of the arc of the universe bends toward justice. Like, we'll outlast this.
Totally.
And in the end, because we're right, we'll prevail.
Right. Exactly. I was unsure about whether to consider that a protest song, but it's so new, and I think it really does resonate with that zeitgeist. You know, it's just kind of a. People are feeling the resistance in a lot of different ways. Some of it's personal, some of it's political, some of it's angry, some of it's just like empowering and full of hope, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's spiritual.
Well, one that you flashed on when I first said just what jumps out, you texted me the Heather May as somebody that you discovered. Her song that you picked is called Stand Up. Very much a anti-complacency, pro-empathy kind of a song, and Stand Up is one of the oldest messages there is.
Yes, totally.
What do you like about that song?
I just like how it's a call to action, you know? And there's also a Mavis Staples song right before that on the list called Action.
Isn't it something to have Mavis Staples, who, one of the clarion voices of the 60s, still absolutely relevant and a brand new record about being black in America just late last year?
So she's a great example of someone who can't help but be political and radical because she's a black woman in America, you know? So it's... You know, some people have not had the privilege to sort of wax and wane with the tides of political you know, protest. Some people have been protesting all their lives, you know, and they've been writing songs like that forever.
I'm glad you, and not surprised that you picked a Hooray for the Riff Raff song. Linda Segarra wrote a powerful record last year, and you picked Rican Beach, and it is almost a little science fiction. I mean, it's like projecting this kind of world of super privilege, who can stay protected, stay safe, militarizing poor neighborhoods. Man, is she making an impact right now.
Oh, yeah. She's incredible. And she's someone, too, that this album, I understand, is kind of semi-fictional. It's sort of got this, like, story arc. I think she described it kind of as a play or a screenplay sort of thing going in her mind. So she sort of made up that place in the story about it, but it sounds like it's about right now and about lots of things that are going on, you know, about gentrification and militarism, like you were saying. It's really hard-hitting.
Two that actually went directly at President Trump. One I heard when it came out, and it was Robert Cray doing a song called Just How Low. It's so bitter and so direct and angry with a wink, and it's great. And the other one that I'd never heard of her before, but you turned me on via your list, is Emily Elbert and the song True Power, which
so good.
Digs into Trump world vocabulary and actual, you know, really, that's almost satire. And it has a great groove, too. Did you know her? Did somebody recommend that one?
You know, I didn't. I think I'd heard of her before, but it was a friend in Colorado who recommended that song, and I love it. I think it's one of my favorite ones, my favorite new discovery on the list. It does have a great groove, and she's such a soulful singer. It's almost like Susan Tedeschi, a little funkier. I don't know. She's great, but that True Power, yeah, that's a good track.
And that's what it's all about. It's about power. I mean, when artists speak about justice, about what's right and wrong in music, the common thread is really who's got power, who's going to share it, who's going to agree that it's not a zero-sum game, that including everyone is not to diminish anyone else, but it's about lifting up the weakest rather than necessarily, I mean, about holding people who do have power to account. These are things that both, it's a great challenge for a songwriter. And so I'll ask you this finally, like, how are you more charged up having started this list, which is still a work in progress, and feel like you have a little more clarity about tackling those issues as a songwriter?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so inspiring to see people saying things, you know, each in their own unique way.
Yeah.
Resisting, standing up for what they think is right. Absolutely. After I just made this playlist, so that I could listen to it and get, you know, pumped up to write more protest songs. And I encourage everyone else to do that too. It doesn't have to be a protest song as in you're making a complaint or a grievance in the song. It can be empowering. It can be hopeful. I've really been trying to write more in affirmations. And writing things that everyone can sort of nod their head along to, conservative, liberal, that everyone in the audience can find shared values. Maybe somewhere down the line it'll sort of sink in that there's a threat to those values and there has to be a solution and that it's up to all of us to act.
Melody, thanks so much.
No problem. I wish I...